The editor of the Tampa Daily has just handed the following flash, which will appear in tomorrow's paper.
The last four pages of Jane Lathrop Stanford's will, missing for the past 65 years, have been found. When first informed of the discovery, Trustee David Packard remarked that it will have a profound effect upon future university policy. The amazing find was made completely by accident last night by a couple, both anthropology majors, who were engaged in extra-scholastic activities behind the mausoleum. The students, Warren Wonka and his date, who identified herself only as Dolly, declined to comment on the circumstances surrounding the discovery. Dolly did mention, however, that if the provisions of the will are enforced, students' rights this spring will be drastically changed. The Kappa Sigma Rho Omega Theta Choir will now present a choral arrangement of these last four pages.
While groveling in the gravel and the mausoleum's dust, they discovered long lost pages neath the life-size Leland's bust. They then found out it was a missing link in dear Jane's will, so trustees meet again. Glory, glory, hallelujah! Oh, Jane's will sure socks it to ya. Glory, glory, hallelujah! Some changes must be made. Old James said there shall be no mixing of the sexes here. Absolutely no experimental on the farm. Keep the boys away from girls. Let virtue not be harmed. Glory, glory, GPA, we would never flunk that way. Glory, glory, deprivation, Jane's will goes on and on. The lack of information on the side of art shall be a violation of one sin and trial by IJB. In order to secure the morals of Stanford Dollies, they must be invited. Glory, glory, regulations, that there'll be some violations. Glory, glory, sin advice, there is no way by ten. No social functions on the Stanford campus here. 4 miles around, no liquor and especially no. It is students of the study, we must keep them from distraction. The ratio will be 7-1. Glory, glory, Studley drinkers, teetotaling will make you thinkers. Glory, glory, Palinhar, the ratio 7-1. In order to preserve the dignity of inner quad, a woman's dress must cover up the portions of her back.
Cherry pie? Oh.